Hi, this is Film Alleyuation. I'm going to be talking about The Resident. Hammer is an iconic brand for horror, and I was looking forward to seeing what they, combined with the quality cast, Hilary Swank, Lee Pace, Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Christopher Lee, could pull out of the bag. By the way, their logo revealed in the pre-credits is a bit too Marvel and DC. Swank is Juliette Devereaux, an emergency room doctor living in a hotel due to a breakup, and is looking to rent in New York. She finds a ridiculously great apartment at a knockdown rate. Hello, alarm bells, Juliet. None seem to go off, though, even with the creepy grandfather, played by Lee, of the landlord, Max, played by Morgan, living down the hall. I'd like to have a drink with Christopher Lee, but I'm not sure I'd want to live near him. Actually, that might be quite great. Anyway, so there's the setup. You know that her flat is not going to be a bunch of laughs for her. Suddenly all those fun home invasion thrillers spring to mind. Panic Room, Pacific Heights, and recently Dream Home. However, this is not up there with those. As Juliet sleeps, takes a bath, etc., she's being watched. Not Sliver style with high-tech cameras, but by someone in the walls, looking through a two-way mirror or spy holes. That's not what you want, is it? And there is tension, but the resident feels tired and not particularly inventive. There are basically three possible culprits, including her ex, played by Pace, who's following her around. And then about an hour in, the voyeur is really revealed. He is revealed by Rewind, where we watch the same thing again, truncated but from his perspective. At first I thought, neat device, but then I realised they didn't bother changing the camera angle much, so I'm getting a recap of something I've literally just seen. The vibe appears to be going for queasily unsettling, but it ends up being cliche scares and what the F are you doing questions. Juliet has cameras installed but doesn't bother checking them. She knows the voyeur is a nutter and then unsubtly tries to call her boyfriend in front of him. This would be a TV movie if it wasn't for Guillermo Navarro's cinematography. He also did Jackie Brown and Pan's Labyrinth. The cast is above the material. Morgan has been doing some very solid work in comic book adaptations, Watchmen, The Losers. Pace was great in The Fall. Lee is Lee. Swank, though, what are you doing? This is another recent dud after Amelia and Conviction. If you like your horror cliches mixed with Apple product placement, this is for you.